is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
And keep my father's children for as far as my voice can be heard. Once again, friends, this is Reverend Gregory here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it, for God is God can. There is no failure in God. Yes, my friends, some right now are having trouble in their homes. Some, at the sound of my voice, are looking for that light. Some, my friends, are sitting down trying to not let those tears come into those eyes. My friends, some have trouble in their homes to where there's no peace. Some have trouble on that job to where they're trying to hold on. Some are even trying to get jobs right now. Some, my friends, at the sound of my voice right now, have sickness in their body. Write down the telephone number. Call me, my friends. I'll be right here in the city of Atlanta all throughout today, this weekend, and letting you know, my friends, there is a way being made out of no way for all of God's children that are in need. You with your backs against the wall, you that have a problem with that loved one, that girlfriend, that boyfriend, that husband, that wife, trying to bring your home back together. Some have that court case that's pending that seems unwinnable. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. As we broadcast throughout the years, we've always asked that you pray over everything that you do, my friends, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it, for God is, God can, there is no failure in God. You know, I've told many that in the days of old, which many of us know, there was no doctor, there was no automobile to get to town. Sometimes it took more than a day or two to get there. Back then, they used to take a croaker sack across their back, go off into the woods and grab what they needed, come back, clean it, boil it, steep it, and strain it so they can drink. You that have that arthritis, that gout, you that have problems with your eyes, you that have diabetes, problems with your pancreas, you, my friends, that have high and low blood pressure, you that are looking to grow hair on your head, yes, you that have that problem with your nature on vacation. Some right now have so much pain they don't know what to do. I'll show you how to rebuild your body, my friends. I'll show you how many have come through without that pain and able to go and come without their stress in their body. I want you to write down the telephone number. That's 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, friends, get your pencil, get your paper ready so we can write you back, my friends. Make sure that you put your return address in that envelope so we can always write you. Those that are sending donations towards the ministry, my friends, send it from your heart, for if it's not from your heart, there's not too much we or anyone else can do. Oh, my God. Yes, this is Reverend Gregory here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, letting you know that God is in the blessing business. Those of you right now at the sound of my voice is dealing with evildoers, those that do that witchcraft and that hoodoo and voodoo. I'll show you how to turn it around. I'll show you how to stop it so that you can go on about your life living here on earth as it is in heaven. Some right now, my friends, are going through with their friends and neighbors and family to where they have those backstabbers, those that are throwing those stumbling blocks, those that are hiding their hands after you see the stone coming at you. My friends, no matter what you're facing, if I cannot help you through the power of God, I shouldn't have forgot, will not harm you. Again, telephone number 404-212-2444. Write it down, friend. Don't try to memorize it. For you know when old Satan gets busy, sometimes it's hard enough just to remember your own telephone number. And then we ask that you don't give up, my friend, no matter when it is or how you plan to do it, you don't give up. That reminds me on how Mr. Johnson one time tamed a lion. The lion came to town and the lion got loose. Everybody cleared the tent. Mr. Johnson cleared the tent and the lion was 5 feet right behind him. Mr. Johnson ran through town and came back around through town just a boogieing. Oh, my God, lion was still 5 feet behind him. A little later on, they saw Mr. Johnson. He was still running and running and running, and the lion was right on his tail 5 feet behind him. A little later on that evening, here come Mr. Johnson just walking and walking slow and taking his time. Everyone hollered, say, Mr. Johnson has tamed a lion. Hey, everyone, come look. Mr. Johnson has tamed a lion. Oh, my God. Mr. Johnson turned around and told him, y'all better shut up. Lion tired, and I'm tired, too. I'm asking you, friends, not to give up. No matter what's on your trail, no matter how close it is, because, my friends, once you give up, there's nothing else you can do. Those of you that are writing that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Oh, my God. No matter if it's natural or unnatural, my friends, you can have it fixed or unfixed. Again, that's Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. And I know, my friends, that you'd be glad that you did. Some right now, my friends, have listened to us for a long time, wondering whether or not they should try God, my friend, through us. Again, no matter what you're facing. This is Reverend Gregory here in Atlanta, Georgia. That's G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. My friends, when you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus. Those of you that are writing, friends, we're going to send you a prayer cloth, a bottle of that master stroke oil, and a cross to keep your mind on the spirit that you plan to work with through your life. You don't want nothing getting in your way. You don't want nothing slowing you down. You don't want any problems when you get to town. I'm asking you, friends, not to give up, but to pray over everything that you do. Some right now would love to know how to dress their own home for peace and success. Some are looking to hold on to that job that they have. Some right now are looking to get that husband or that wife back there with them and saying, oh my God, if my home was peaceful, we could grow. My friends, no matter how long you've tried, some say, Rev, I have been different places and still have not received success. Write down the telephone number. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. And I know, my friend, that you'll be glad that you did. Again, that's 404-212-2444. Right now, we're going to take a minute of prayer, and we're going to be right back with you. Write down the number. Don't try to memorize it, because I know God is God can, and there is no failure in God, my friends. No failure in God.
Eternal God, our Father, once again we come before thee. We come before thy fountain. We come on the behalf of these, your faithful ones today, that stand in need of your help right now. We ask that thou will go into that home where there's confusion and trouble. We ask that thou will bring peace between husband and wife and family. We pray for those that are sick today, those that are confined to their home, their bed, the wheelchairs, those that are on crutches today. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that thou will heal and touch mankind everywhere. Lord, we look to the heal today for which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord which made the heaven and earth. And Lord, dear Father, we call on you this in the time of trouble and confusion in the land where man is against daughter and son against Mother, we pray that thou will bring peace everywhere. Touch, heal, bless, and deliver those that are disturbed today in the convalescent home. We pray that thou will give strength and courage, and those that are on the battlefield for your sake, in Jesus' name, carrying the word abroad. We ask that thou will give mankind wisdom and knowledge and understanding according to thy word. We pray for Reverend Gregory and his ministry here in the city and other places across the country as he ministers to the needs of the people everywhere. We pray, dear Father, for those that are in need today of your spiritual help right now. And Father, my special prayer that you bless, heal, and meet the needs of your people everywhere. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, bless me, your humble servant. In Jesus' name is my prayer. Amen and amen.
Oh my God, you know, my friends, the transgressions of the wicked, my friends, we have to take it to our heart. Some, I ask you not to fret, because God is with us. If you have just that faith, you too can come through. Your situation can be turned around no matter when, my friends. I'm going to play one testimonial and get right back with you. Again, friends, write down the telephone number. This is Reverend Gregory here in Atlanta, Georgia. That's 404-212-2444.
And if she felt like she didn't have it under control, she should have called one of us out of that meeting. And he was saying that I should have had enough responsibility to walk out myself. I said, but that's my supervisor. What you want me to do?
Mm-hmm. So they brought you in there. So, and that other girl, what, she actually literally jumped up and jumped on you.
Uh-huh.
On the job.
Uh-huh. With the supervisor. But another thing, too, I understand, the other lady that was in there, the union representative,
mm-hmm.
they didn't get her statement at all.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't say anything about it. And I don't understand that. I'm not quite understanding that, why they didn't get nothing from her.
Well, companies sometimes hold things back, just like they do with those parliamentary procedures that they're going through right now. President didn't have to say nothing to just now about the Contras, if you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
Until they got him out of office. But they do that to hold their own self clear, and the union probably were searching down and looking through it also.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So can I record this for a testimonial?